Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's that time of year where we get together with our families, holiday celebrations.
Yeah.
But they don't always go great.
No.
So while you're looking forward to these joyous occasions,
you don't even get invited to the joyous occasion.
If you try this one more time, this is the last time you're allowed to say that before I remove you from the studio. You have options, and only one you're not invited to. So,
I'll pull the audio.
Yes. Good God. We want to hear about your Thanksgiving fails. I mean, It could be any holiday fail, but I feel like Thanksgiving is the one.
Yeah. There's an opportunity.
And at some other point in the next few days, we'll probably talk about like the kitchen side of the fails. We don't want your kitchen
turkey
ones.
Caught on fire or the oven broke.
Yeah. Don't even start. That's me.
Right. I'm so sorry.
We want the other fails where the weird pedophile uncle came and he wasn't invited.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
Why'd you go there?
Because that's one that, like, there's always that uncle, the one you don't want. It's like the one who comes in with like a 24 pack of Natty Lights and just sits in the corner and then starts telling truth.
Yeah.
That guy.
Okay.
You know? Or here's the one that I remember. Like, and I think it's Thanksgiving because there's football on Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, lots of games.
For some reason, we start drinking in the morning.
During the parade.
Oh. Yeah, I love the parade. It's the only good thing about Thanksgiving.
Some mimosas and the parade.
You do like the parade? Like,
yeah.
They are so misguided, Erica. I don't even know what to do.
I love the parade, but to like to like the parade and hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's weird of
He's a lesson in
But
opposite.
I have kids. I get to go, oh, guys, Snoopy. And then they run in and then
Your
they...
Your kids who've seen 3D animated versions of Snoopy care about a blow-up Snoopy floating down Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever.
Well, it's not...
I know, Saks. I put the Saks in there. And as I was seeing it, I realized, just let me make my point.
It's just
Fifth Avenue. Shut up!
There's something fun about a giant balloon.
No, there's nothing. We are at odds, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what I remember from my childhood. Like, creepy uncle who's drinking the case of Natty Light.
Okay.
We've watched some football. We're waiting on the food. There's not enough time. And then everybody goes, like, pickup game in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got just enough testosterone. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple teenage boys who are like, this is my year to take Uncle Buck out, right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to try. And then it's
nobody's stretching.
And it's chilly.
Yeah. I haven't stretched in 30
chilly.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're just out there and like somebody does an up and out route and like burns Uncle Buck and then it's just a fist fight.
Oh,
it's like, oh God, for real? You've never had a fist fight at a family gathering?
No. But we've had a stabbing.
Oh my God.
Hello! Why am I still talking?
Well, I was going to be polite.
Oh, let's go.
Actually, I was not there. So it was the one year that I was alone for Thanksgiving. I started telling you guys this a couple weeks ago, but I was alone for Thanksgiving. I don't remember why. My dad's in Florida with my stepmom and some of her family
I'm
and
sorry,
their neighbors.
My Florida! Let's go!
And this could be in Stupid Stories.
Okay.
So finally all the food's ready.
Okay.
It's time to carve the turkey. I'm trying to remember exactly how this happened.
Oh my God.
The neighbor is carving the turkey and a piece starts to fall off the countertop.
Okay.
At the same time that my dad goes to catch it, the neighbor moves his hand, stabs my dad because he's holding the knife, stabs my dad in the hand.
What?
Bad news. My dad does not do well with blood. It's marble floors. My dad then stands up, passes out. the EMTs are called, and it gets
worse. So he's bleeding out on the...
His hand's bleeding.
Had he been drinking?
Probably some Coors Light, but like, I don't think he had drink much.
Your blood's thin already? And like, so he's bleeding harder than he needs to be.
Well, and then he falls on marble floor and hits his head. The EMTs come and they're like, okay, man, you seem okay. We're going to stand you up. They stand him up. No one braces him. He passes out again and has to go to the hospital. And I get the call from my stepmom. So I'm alone crying, thinking, this is it.
Which is better? Being there? Or
definitely being away.
You, I mean, you're sad, but you had the best Thanksgiving.
Well, we probably would have had two on the floor passed out.
Yeah, because you didn't deal well with it either.
Yeah. Oh my God. We now call that neighbor. I don't think so, but that neighbor is now to this day called the butcher.
Oh my God. Erica, you are the perfect call for this.
Okay, great.
We need more stories like Erica. If you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
We talked about this recently. The night before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday, the night is Black Wednesday, Blackout Wednesday.
Oh, my God. That could absolutely contribute to your terrible Thanksgiving.
Sure, yeah. Well, the amount of times when you're back, because then I DJ. So that used to be, especially when I was back in Iowa, that was like the biggest night. You go back to your hometown, everyone's there, the bar is packed, and when I DJ, usually get a tab. I don't drink that much because I'm working, but...
Black Wednesday.
My wife gets on the tab.
Oopsie.
She's not working. She's with my buddies who I've known forever, and they're just having the best time. And then it's just the next morning when it's like time to eat. It's, well, getting her back home and you're like...
No, and then the whole house smells like food. Yeah. And you're just God.
She's sick. She's getting like the next morning. You're like, no, we're out late, you know, and having to just kind of play it off. Oh, she's just going to take a nap, I think. And My poor little sister at the time, like, what's going on? We're fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
This is reminding me of a terrible Thanksgiving that I've never told this story before. So I was like the musician guy. I'm on the road and I come back to my hometown, Longmont, and did the Black Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
Got sideways as hell and met a nice young lady.
Okay.
And I took her home and had relations and did the whole thing.
To your parents' home.
Yeah, things were real fuzzy at the time. So I just took her to the basement because I didn't have a bedroom anymore. The moment I moved out of my house, they turned my bedroom into the computer room. So I didn't have any place to stay. So I slept on the couch in the basement and I put a futon down there. So I had something to pull out or whatever. So we did our thing or whatever. And then we wake up and it's like, she like nudges me in the morning and is like, there's a lot going on upstairs. I'm like,
gosh, because my parents are here and they're cooking.
My parents were cooking for everybody and we slept forever and the house is full. Now the stairs go straight to the back door, but the back door, the back door of the house.
So then she's gonna have to climb the fence to get out?
That's not my problem.
Oh my God. It kind of is.
But the back door.
You don't even know her name.
The back door. I do remember her name. The back door is also, there's just this, also the size, a door opening to the kitchen. So she's got to sprint. Just get out the back door. All I got to do is get her out that back door, which I successfully did.
No way. Wow. No way.
But most of the men were in the backyard.
Oh my God.
And I did not know that. And I could just hear her going, oh, hey, hi, how are you? And I'm just like,
And what? She didn't have Thanksgiving to get to with her family? Like, set
the
alarm!
She did eventually.
Set an alarm!
I did. There weren't alarms then. We didn't have phones. Like, I didn't have a clock radio at my parents' house, for Christ's sake. I was just doinking this girl. She had to walk a shame past my uncle.
You know what that is?
What?
You know what that is?
What?
My worst nightmare.
Right down! All right, if you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, by the way, sorry, Sam, for telling that whole story.
Wow. Yeah.
You had a lot to be thankful for.
303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing terrible Thanksgivings. And despite the fact that Erica's father almost bled out on the floor, she has said, I have another story.
Oh. Yeah, it's not quite as bad, but it is in that same house, and I'm starting to notice a pattern.
Okay.
Last Thanksgiving, we were all out there, me, Dane, my sister, her kids.
Okay.
We go to the yacht club. We go to Thanksgiving there. This isn't helping my case for all of you who called me spoiled.
We're trying to really redo your reputation on the show, but
yep. Okay. So we get home, and suddenly one of the children is wailing. My poor stepmom was wearing a little heel and accidentally stepped on his foot. And he was, inconsolable for a while. Okay. And then we'd be like, Cam, you okay? And he would go, Chirpy step foot.
Oh my God.
Because call my stepmom Chirpy. And then later I'm with Chirpy. Like, this is at Christmas now. We're FaceTiming with Cam. And I said, what's going on, Cam? You know, whatever. And he sees her in the background of FaceTime and says, Sherpy step foot.
Oh my gosh.
He's scarred for life.
Yeah, you know, he's stopped saying it now a year later, but there's always a chance.
You never know.
Back.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a stabbing tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has to get stabbed.
Maybe I should get my dad out of that house this year. Yes, huh?
It might be time. Did we get a text?
Before we go to calls? We did. Mm-hmm. Always a creepy drunk aunt or criminal uncle. Had an uncle who was always in and out of prison. We never knew if he would be there or not. Kind of hoping he wasn't because he was such a weirdo.
Because the felon, we used to do a thing on the show called Felon at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there's just that one. They're not self-aware enough to know not to come. And then they just come, and then it drives everybody's alcohol consumption up.
Right.
Because you're like, oh my God, he's here and I don't want to talk to him. He's got the weird breath and he's always wanting the kids to sit on his lap, and it's like
he was also a felon.
Yes,
right.
Did you see? We got another text just moments ago.
Oh,
they said
gosh.
They were deep. This is more of a kitchen one, but they were deep frying the turkey out back, only to go when they went to check on it to see a squirrel had fallen in.
That's good eating, though.
Needless to say, it turned into a sides Thanksgiving.
It's good eating. I'm not gonna lie. All right.
With hair and everything. Yeah.
No, the hair would fry off.
Where did it go?
It'd be in the turkey.
Yeah. What? You're right. Let's get to the phones. Trish?
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible Thanksgiving. What happened to you?
So my brother was coming home for Thanksgiving, and he was flying into Denver. And I took a nap on the day he was flying in. And then he sent me a text saying that I'm outside, you know, that he was outside. So I got up and rushed to go to the airport, only to find out that he was outside of his apartment. He hadn't even gone yet to the airport.
What?
Why would he text you he's outside? Well, that's not information you need. What?
You know what? Like, he deserves a kick in the shins for that.
He's like, I'm waiting for the Uber?
Which I guess
I don't know what he was doing, but I'm very mad if he's not getting a Christmas gift this year.
She's still angry.
Okay.
I have the thing where when I wake up from naps, I have no idea what's going on. Maybe she read the text a little wrong.
Yeah. You end up at school on Saturday.
Right.
100%. We've all done that one. Okay. So it ruined everything for you.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Trish. Candy?
Yay.
Terrible Hello. Thanksgiving. What happened?
Okay, so when I was younger, my parents split up, and they both moved on, and they both got together with new people. And they decided after a few years, they're like, okay, well, we need to all have Thanksgiving together, be adults, and get over it, and, you know, not ruin the holiday for their kids.
With the new spouses?
With the new boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
You can stop shaking your head. It's radio.
Sorry.
No.
Continue.
Okay, what happened?
So, you know, we all have Thanksgiving together, and everything's going fine, if not, like, a little too polite, you know, because they never expected to spend holidays together again. But lo and behold, there we were. And both my mom's boyfriend and my dad's girlfriend ended up leaving the table for some reason. And after a few minutes, we were like, huh, where are they?
No.
And my brother went into the kitchen and saw them making out.
Shut up.
What?
At least there's one happy couple.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So two people that never known each other before that day decided to just make out over.
Do you know how much wine is served at Thanksgiving?
Especially if you're in that position, you're like, I'm going to have a few to get through this.
I know, but you wouldn't hook up like
with just a stranger there. I think they had to have known each other.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I don't know the full story. My parents didn't tell me everything because I was still a kid at the time, but it was shocking.
Oh, yeah. I could see your parents getting tipsy and accidentally falling back into an old. These people are strangers, you guys.
Maybe they're still together. We don't know.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
Okay. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, what?
Yeah.
What do you even do in that situation?
Tell them to get out.
Yeah.
This is why divorced families shouldn't have. We don't need to all get together.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.